As the country continues its struggle to contain the growing number of coronavirus infections, some have pointed to the risks associated with the thousands of drug users and homeless people on the streets of the country. These may not only be at high risk from the virus, but if not isolated, could help spread COVID-19 in their towns and cities, as Tom McEncrow reports.
It is not just a lifetime of smoking that can make individuals particularly susceptible to a COVID-19 infection. According to the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction, the smoking of heroin or crack cocaine can aggravate chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases and asthma. At the same time, intravenous drug use can lead to HIV or hepatitis, illnesses which weaken the person's immune system. That hard drug users are often homeless and therefore exposed both to the elements as well as public spaces further compounds the issue, not least because they can act as uncontrolled spreaders themselves. To prevent the problem from getting out of hand, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs has issued guidelines on how to work with these groups during the epidemic. These include contactless temperature checks and making lodging houses available at all times. Prague City Hall has gone further, moving the homeless into hotels, hostels and even considering the conversion of a brothel into a lodging house in order to get the endangered groups off the streets and thus minimise the risk of contagion. In Brno, city authorities are working with organisations like drug addiction support NGO Podane Ruce, or Extended Hands, in order to find the alternative housing. The NGO's director, Jindřich Voboril, a former nurse, says he and his team are currently picking out places across Brno where emergency containers can be placed.
We want to put quickly, we look today across different parts of the city where we could put containers. You know, this kind of containers, you can have toilet and shower, and you can cook, and so people can live there. So we take them quickly from the street, and our outreach team is going around and trying to offer to measure their temperature and offer them to come out of the street. And we also organizing some kind of a quick slip-in possibilities in tents. So we want to open a kind of a little tent.
However, right now, he says the main issue is a serious lack of testing kits. Without being able to know who is infected, there is an ever-present danger that social services staff could get the virus or infect the homeless themselves.
We have a big debate whether we should put our people in risk or put the whole city in risk, or how do we do it? Yes. So what we're trying to do is to get as much as possible protective material, protective suits and facial masks and gloves and I don't know, everything that we need to have and the people.
The only other option, Mr. Voboril says, would be not to do anything.